Thank you for calling XL Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi. I'm not sure if I spoke with you a few minutes ago, like 5 minutes ago, but this is Catherine Reuter. I'm calling about the time arrival for someone for my dishwasher measurement.
Yes,
Anyone
ma'am.
Called me?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. I didn't
so
speak
I
with you. Can I have your phone number?
Oh.
I can pull up your account for you.
Yeah, it's 585-507-3953. I want
and
as quickly as possible.
Let me repeat
Let
your
them
phone
know
number back.
That.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can I repeat your phone number back to you? It's 585-507-3953.
Yes.
And where did you purchase your item from? Best Buy or Home Depot?
I purchased at Home Depot.
Thank you, ma'am. Let me place you on a brief hold while I locate your account for you.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, it takes longer to pull up Home Depot orders with your phone number, but the system should have the information for us momentarily. Thank you for holding.
Sure, I have all my tracking information and order number.
Well, if you have an order number, can I have that?
Yes, I have. It says it's H1273235964.
Yes, ma'am. Now, that's a Home Depot internal order number. That wasn't working in our system.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So we're just going to wait and see if the system can pull it up with your phone number for you.
Okay. I just talked to somebody there at your place a few minutes ago, and they didn't do all this, so I don't know if I did what's happening. I have to get in touch with them as soon as possible, make sure that they don't cancel out the time, and I need someone to come out today.
Yes, ma'am. Once the system pulls up your order, I'll be able to assist you. Thank you for holding for me, ma'am. Can you verify your name and address?
Pardon? You need my name and address?
Yes, ma'am.
Catherine Reuter, 1910 Portland Avenue, Rochester, New York, 14617.
Thank you for verifying the information for me, ma'am. And it shows this is a Home Depot order, but it shows this is for a measurement appointment.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And it shows it's an impending client reschedule.
I just talked to someone at your place 5 minutes ago. And I told them, they told me to reach out to Home Depot, which I did. They weren't able to help me, so I'm calling you guys back to keep the appointment. They were supposed to come here this morning between 8 and 12, and they were supposed to call me yesterday from your place, and nobody called me, so I called your place today, and they said they actually have me in the system for a wait time of noon to 4, which was not agreed on because I have to work this afternoon. I was very specific about that when I talked to the person over a week ago. So I want to keep that time frame. I'm just going to cancel my afternoon work for today.
Yes, ma'am. Now let me place you on a brief hold. I have to get in touch with a supervisor. They have to open your order back up for you. I'm not sure if it'll let me get you rescheduled for today because you spoke with someone at home office and they updated your order to client reschedule because of you said you didn't want that time frame. So let me talk to a supervisor. Let me place you on another brief hold.
Okay, thank you.
I'm just waiting on a response from a supervisor, ma'am. Thank you for holding.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm still waiting on a response, ma'am. We're working from home, so it takes them a little longer to answer us back.
Okay, thank you.
Still just waiting on a response, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Okay. Yep.
My supervisor just messaged me. She's pulling up that order for you now, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for honing for me, ma'am. And my supervisor stated that it seemed there were some issues with the scheduling for today. It said that someone reached out to offer you the NAD, but you had refused it. But she wants me to reach out to the tech to see if he can put you back on schedule for today.
Okay, that would be great. I'll just have to close. I just won't be able to work today. So
yes, ma'am. I'm going to ask you to hold on for me so I can call him before you do anything to make sure to see if he'll be able to put you back on the schedule for today.
Okay, I hope so. It's only been 15 minutes since I talked to her, so fingers crossed.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on just a couple of more moments for me.